Well, there's a hive activity at this very busy Ford dealership. And Paul, we are in an economic downturn. People are saving their pennies, but why should they keep up to date with their servicing?
Well, I think, Sam, one of the things that people have to look at is whether it's a false economy. A lot of people see paying out money on servicing as something they won't see a quick return on. There are lots of things that people can do that are very simple that would help them. And if you look at the way that servicing improves things like fuel economy on a car, they could actually be costing themselves money by not having it done. Typically, we would expect that someone could make up to a 10% improvement in their fuel economy just by having the vehicle properly serviced so that it's actually working at its best.
Judging by last year, the winter months were pretty cruel in the UK. What about the key issues of wear and tear on vehicles?
The most important thing that people need to think about is you know, how they stay in contact with the road and how they stop themselves when they need to. One of the things that people take for granted at their peril very much are things like tyres. It's very, very difficult to assess the level of your tyres, and most people worry about it from, are my tyres legal? The reality is, are my tyres effective is the thing that people need to be thinking about. Other things are like brakes. People take brakes for granted and they just kind of hope that they'll stop every time they push that pedal. But there's lots of things that are happening in there to make your vehicle stop. And over time, those can start to deteriorate. And as you start to wear the brakes out, things start happening very early on, a lot earlier than people would expect, before they would definitely need replacing. If you look at figures that come out from the Department of Transport, I think they put about 1 in 3 accidents down to people not being able to stop in time. And the main thing that's making you stop is the combination of that, everything from the pedal right down to the brake pads and the brake discs. They all need to be in perfect working order in order to bring the vehicle to rest in the shortest distance possible.
So those are some of the key issues, Paul. I think now I need to ask you, what's on offer if you head down to your local Ford dealership?
The dealer can do anything from the standard routine servicing in there. They could do major repairs on the vehicle. Or alternatively, if you have a vehicle that's sort of 3 years plus old and you're just looking for some way of making sure that it's in reasonable condition, take it down and have a value service done. Most dealers will do that for around £99, and it will cover all the sort of major items that you would need attended to in a service, and it puts your car back into a condition where you're looking after it properly.
So therefore, in this recession, while people are a little bit frightened of what they're spending, it does mean that servicing doesn't necessarily have to be expensive.
No, it doesn't at all. And the thing which we found the most is that by doing little bits of routine maintenance and keeping the vehicle in good condition, you're probably saving yourself from the larger bills.